She shaman. They sit in a circle of love, mapping stories, love stories. Their stories continue to interweave. Lines from their journals about their experiences in the woods, connection, community, have appeared in each other's journals. Questions about who was the original author of the sentence arise, with no single ownership required. They wonder as their words entangle, who really said that? Their words and phrases are woven with others. What is the collective story they are writing? She reads them the story that seemed to write itself through her. Her friend called it a medicine story. She thinks about a story strand that has led to right here, right now. She chooses a point and names it beginning, knowing there are many beginnings before this beginning, nested beginnings. They each respond to one of the story strands as a prompt for an aesthetic response to the words on the muslin strip. Before the next sojourn, they were invited to write stories as aesthetic responses to the art. She wonders if the beginning of the process started when they made the journals. Before that, this very evening, the teller of a tale chooses where to begin. Once upon a time, there were two sisters who loved to read and write. One was Emma and the other was Shayna. They would sit for hours on their porch reading stories, writing new stories. Sometimes they even acted them out. Their mother would sing her daughters to sleep in their shared bedroom under quilts their grandmother had made for them. Each scrap of fabric represented a tale itself. Sometimes their mother sang songs about the she shaman and sometimes about the whale. Every story song seemed to build upon the previous one, separate yet connected. Since they often drifted off to sleep as their mother cuddled and crooned, bits and pieces of her stories were drawn into their dreams. One night they dreamed of their mother as a whale, telling stories in a language known only to whales. Strangely, though, they couldn't understand the words. Mother Whale invited them to swim into the dark unknown. They swam into the dark hole in the ocean, or was it a deep hole into space? The dark hole lightened to clear green, blue, turquoise. As they traveled through the passage, they could feel themselves shape-shifting, water changing to air, fins changing to wings. Exiting the watery tunnel, they flew into the sky into the lush woods. Side by side, they landed gracefully on a tree branch. A wind swirled gently around them. Listening intently, the owl sisters heard a new language. The wind whispered, "It is I, the she shaman, here to teach you about the chakras." She explained that the fourth chakra of the seven is the heart chakra, not red at all like the Valentine's Day ones, but deep, glowing green. They realized they were resting in the middle of the deep, green, leafy woods chakra. The she shaman reminded them that love is within and also around. She directed them to plant seeds, seeds of love, seeds of nourishment, seeds of what was to come. She began to quietly sing a seeding song, a song that would echo out into the universe through time, reaching human and animals, oceans and mountains, seeding the stories of remembered pasts and imaginative futures. They imagined wrapping the world in a soft cotton quilt of justice, reverence, and creativity, rocking the earth to sleep, to dream, to rest, singing it into sustenance. The girls woke the next morning full of dreamtime adventure. Throughout their lives, they wrote stories of journey, magic, sleeping earth, and sanctuary. Open hearts wider, reaching towards each other, seeing the unseen. She realizes she is a story receiver and storyteller, a story gifter. They ask her to tell it again to another family, a bedtime story for the Anthropocene, an antidote, a lullaby. They wonder, how can creating stories and telling stories provide medicine for social and environmental justice?